history because Mississippi State, I think, is going to get beat by Southern Miss. And we're going to get beat by Toledo. And we're going to look bad, but Mississippi State's going to be right there with us. So we're going to kind of just go with Mississippi State. It's going to be like a contest who's going to be worse. But I'm curious, and I'll take your comments off the air, what sliver of hope as a professional sports talk radio, you know, guys, you are, what sliver of hope should I put my hat on and say, you know what, Kentucky actually might be somewhat decent this year? And I'll take your comments off there. Appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Noah. Appreciate the phone call.
Hey, I got nothing for you, Noah.
The sliver of hope is Mark Pope's doing a great job with basketball. That's your sliver of hope. You're only 2 months from basketball.
The sliver of hope is that for years we pretended like Stoops was a great coach, and then you start digging into the teams where all of his wins came from. I'm guilty of this. I did it. You start digging into where his wins come from and realize that now he's really not. And so your sliver of hope is that this will be the year that you make a head coaching change.
You know what? This...
They are Arkansas. From the way that we talked about Arkansas last year, which actually worked out, isn't that, has Kentucky not replaced them, Mississippi State, the year before?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you could make the argument that raising Kentucky's floor to win the automatics on a consistent basis is actually a good job by Mark Stoops, but I don't think you can compare him to, like, Matt Campbell, for example. Like, you can't compare it to that type of a job. Or some other reclamation project, you know, Bill Snyder, Kansas State, or, you know, what David Cutcliffe did at Duke, for example. Like, you can't just keep going 6-6, 7-5 and beating the automatics and elevate it to that extent. Let's go to Mike, who's with us next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for getting in.
I want to ask you, With the defense that Tom Allen is installing here, what kind of opportunity would there be, has there been, to replicate the kind of looks that Kate Club is going to see, both, you know, in formations and schemes and stuff, but also, you know, personnel talent? How well, for what it's worth, what Tom Allen's, you know, not just installing his defense, but giving our offense preparation, how well are they going to be able to, how prepared should we expect Kate to be for what exactly he's going to see Saturday? Thanks, y'all.
Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. You know, I would like to answer that affirmatively, but I really can't. I think we'll kind of find out. Let me put it to you like this. I can't imagine he won't be adequately prepared by the players he's going against and the schematics of Tom Allen's defense. I mean, when you're hearing in the scrimmage that Tom Allen is disguising coverages, like after 5 or 6 practices, he's disguising coverages and he gets pick sixes against both Klubnik and Vezina, then you know that the scrimmage isn't just being gift-wrapped to the offense. You also know that the defense isn't, like, stealing, you know? Like, I've talked about that with Venables in the past. Like, Venables would – he was trying to win every scrimmage, so, like, he would just straight up cheat the call. Like, he would look at the offense's call and then be in the perfect defense. And so it was kind of frustrating for the offense. They couldn't really win a lot of scrimmages when he was there. Tom Allen's probably a little more of a team player than that. The one thing that I think is good is that Tom Allen, as a defensive coordinator, and I'm trying to think back through Clemson history. I guess you can count Kevin Steele in this, that Clemson hasn't had a lot of coordinators that have already been a head coach. So, like, think back to Clemson football history. You're thinking, like, the Tommy Bowden era, Mike O'Kane, Brad Scott were offensive coordinators who had already been head coaches. So, in your mind, you know what type of preparation you need as a head coach. You know how to get your offense ready. You know how to try to get the opposing defense ready, that sort of stuff. You have that perspective. I think Tom Allen does bring that to the table. that he understands this is how, as a head coach, I would like for my defense to be prepared. This is how I'd like for my offense to be prepared. And so he and Matt Luke in particular have that mindset. I think that helps you in preparation for a game. I don't think it's like the magic elixir, but I think it helps you in preparation for a game like this. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. I bet Tiger Sports Shop is absolutely wall-to-wall slammed. You should still go. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123, always up at tigersports.com. I've been telling you for weeks and months, you're out of time. You're out of time now. But today's a great day to go to Tiger Sports Shop. The energy of Tiger Sports Shop, both locations, downtown and 123, on First Friday before the parade is kind of unmatched. Like, it's just awesome. It's awesome to feel that. And so if you're a Clemson fan, you're coming into the game, make your plans to stop by Tiger Sports Shop. Again, two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at tigersports.com. Stay with us. Hour number three continues. We're talking more games and more analysis right after this.
Sitting here today with our good friend, Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina, like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper, Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News, and Mark Sturgis from ESPN Upstate. Straight Up Sports is about the stories, just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue lawn with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue lawn that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
If you love football, you'd be head over heels watching your favorite team play at Easley's new venue, Southern Weaving Food Hall. With four dining options under one roof, a full bar, and a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot screen, there's nothing like this anywhere to watch all the games, including LSU at Clemson August 30th. They'll have face painting and a balloon artist for the kids, along with football, food, and drink specials. Southern Weaving Food Hall, Easley, on the Doodle Trail at 210 Fern Street. For event info, find and follow them on social media.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Services in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Services build it for you. Golf Cart Services is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Ben, I just posted for the first time as the lead host of the Tiger pregame show. I just posted our Ingles fan poll. And I'm curious the responses that we're going to get. The Ingles fan poll for tomorrow is, how many points does Clemson need? Capital letters, need. Not how many will they score, but how many do they need to beat LSU? And it goes from 21, like 24, like fairly normal increments, all the way up to 40 plus.
Ooh.
I'm interested to see. I wasn't going to go lower than 21. I don't think people are expecting a 17-13 game. But I'm curious where the people stand on that. Go and get your vote in on that. We'll talk about it. Will Vandervoort, Ashby Mixon, Ashley Zukowski is going to be joining us tomorrow, and me. We'll have a good time.
Do you think that it is more likely that this game is 17-13 or 44-40?
44-40.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I do. Because I think coverage busts. I think the uncertainty for both teams is more so on the defensive side. I think if you're LSU, you feel better about Nussmeier and your offense as opposed to your defense that does have some transfers that are mixing in, and famously a safety that's out the first half. Mm-hmm. And if you're Clemson, I think you have concerns about your defense that stem from last year and a new scheme and a new play caller.
I feel like if it's 44-40, we come in here on Tuesday and we feel great about the victory but have major question marks still about the defense.
I agree. I think if it's 17-13, is there a freak out about the offense?
Yes.
Okay. So either way, I think
but
need this to be between 20 and 40 points is what you're saying.
That's
to feel,
what I'm saying.
To feel reasonable about this.
I can't envision 40 points by either team. 17-13, you at least say, well, it's first game, offense is sometimes a little slow. You know, Dabo's offenses take a while traditionally, blah, blah, blah. You know, you would have a little bit of way to rationalize that away. I don't know what you would do at 44-40.
Well, one of the things that I think we have to remember is it's a different era of football now. And you could watch it last night, okay? You can watch offensive coordinators and head coaches be very, like, very quick to pull the reins on their offense. Like, offenses are just not running as many plays. They are taking more time, especially early in these games. I'll tell you this, they're using a lot of pre-snap motion. It's hard to play fast when you're using a lot of pre-snap motion because you have to give your motion time to set itself. You have to let the quarterback use the information he gets from the pre-snap motion. Like, there are just things that are sort of default in modern collegiate offense that don't lend it themselves to a lot of 40-point games where both teams are scoring like that. That's just, I think that's going to be hard in this era, especially with these two head coaches. One, you know, there were some national people that that very famously are like, you got to take Clemson unders in big games because Dabo's going to punt a lot. Like, he's not going to throw caution to the wind. He's like, in a big game, Dabo's going to be big game Dabo. And he's going to, like, he's going to be super conservative, like 1990 style, you know, how he's going to call the game and all this stuff. And we've kind of come to know and appreciate that type of play calling lends itself to even a lower scoring game on the other side in a lot of ways too. Because when you get in that type of game, you don't want to be the one that throws caution to the wind a lot of times if the other coach is being super conservative and you feel like, you know, I could lose the game right here like this. So I think it'll be interesting to see a chess match from that perspective. Let's go to Arthur, who joins us next. What's up, Arthur?
Hello, Quark. How are you?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Well, you know, I called a few months ago, and I tried to do the underdog, and I couldn't get. I didn't mess with it. So I hear y'all always, you know, advertising for them, and so I said, well, I'll give it another shot and see what happens. So this is what I come up with today, is that I got Paul Skeens with 6.5 strikeout over. I picked that over, and Suarez for Philadelphia was 5.5, and I picked over. What would you have done in those two picks?
I'm gonna go higher on both of those. I'm gonna go higher on Skeens all the time. The way he's pitching right now, I mean, I'd be shocked if he's giving you 5 innings, he's getting to 7 strikouts probably. On Ranger Suarez from Philadelphia, I like Suarez a lot. He is a good pitch to contact. He's a good pitch to contact guy at times. It sort of depends on matchup, and the Braves have been swinging it better, but I do think they're probably a little bit reeling after last night. I could see them falling behind in some counts tonight. I think you're right on Suarez. I know you're right on Skeens.
Now, from what I think, that if Tyler Brown is what he was in 23, and Williams is what he has been, and the two freshmen, which are sophomores, in my opinion, I would go 5 wide receivers, and I wouldn't have a tight end. I'd have a running back, quarterback, your 5 offensive or 4 wide receivers. And I would throw the ball and see if LSU can cover you. That's what I think it would work because I think our wide receiver group is one of the top 2 or 3 in the country.
Arthur, I think you're on to something here. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, I think, and I'm going to talk about this more on the pregame show, I think one of the things that they're going to have to do, and Garrett Riley's not a dummy. I think even a dummy would say this. That if LSU deploys Harold Perkins like they have in the past, then I think the best way to exploit him is pre-snap motion, give him a slot receiver right over the top of him. If you got to move a slot receiver and create a heavy side of a formation, I am moving Antonio Williams or Tyler Brown over the top of Harold Perkins 2 out of every 3 snaps. And I'm either, you might line him up over there. If it's in a trips, you know, you might line him up over there. But if Perkins is on the backside of a formation, I am bringing a receiver across his face. because I'm going to make him declare whether he's covering or not. And I'm going to put LSU in conflict that way, because I think one of the things that it's going to do is that puts pressure on the other linebackers that I think are similar to some Brent Venables linebackers in the past, where they're pretty good downhill, but I think laterally maybe lack a little something. So I'm of the opinion that's the matchup to exploit. And you can do that with pre-snap motion, like I'm talking about. You can't do it playing fast. Like, that's the thing. Like, just play fast and go, whatever. I think the most important thing is you make Harold Perkins a coverage guy, not a pass rusher. Because I think that's where he is incredibly vulnerable. I think he is incredibly disruptive on the quarterback. But I believe we're going to see more four-receiver sets, and we're going to see tight ends split out, and we're going to see empty backfields, because you want Harold Perkins to have to account for somebody before the snap. If you give him a free rush on the quarterback for whatever reason, then he is going to be a nightmare. But if you make him cover, then it gives you one less thing to worry about. That's kind of that's my perspective on it, especially when you have that depth at receiver. Let's go to Jason, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A couple things. First of all, being a Packer fan, I really loved the big news yesterday. Totally shocked me. The Packers have really never done anything like that. And definitely, wow, what a trade, what a shocking move.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm saying it's about, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I feel like we don't see moves of that magnitude very much, multiple first-round picks for a non-quarterback that then tie Parsons to Green Bay for 4 years at that price point. I mean, we're talking about like $47.5 million a year, $46.5 million a year, something like that. For a non-quarterback is crazy for 4 years, and a lot of that's guaranteed. And they gave up two firsts and an all-pro in Kenny Clark to do it. It's a bold Clark. Move, I think, for both sides.
And Kenny Clark had his worst season last year, and, you know, he's been in the league 9 years. I just win a Super Bowl the next 4 years, and it's totally worth it. You know, that's you know, they no doubt improved their team. They're very young, so I guess now with you got a lot of guys on rookie contracts. Now you don't have a contract like that. It's a good time to do that. So I know in my opinion on the Tennessee different you all, and there may be a little bit of an orange tinted glasses. I'm going to say 10-2. I really think you're going to see huge improvement from the quarterback play. It won't be Hendon Hooker, but it doesn't need to be. The defense is we'll win a lot of games. We'll keep them in every game this year. And I'll say that complete passes down the field. Didn't have that last year. And the second weakest schedule in ACC this year. We'll play in their favor. So that's lose to Georgia and Alabama. That's just my prediction there. Tomorrow with the Clemson game, I think Clemson's going to pull off the game-winning field goal at the end, 30-27. Both great teams. Home field's going to make the difference, and hopefully, good luck to you all, because if you just win this game, man, you know the schedule. It looks pretty good. I think Clemson wins this game. I think they'll no doubt make the playoffs. I think they'll go undefeated in ACC play. You know, South Carolina will be a tough one to win, but I still think Clemson's a little better than South Carolina. So that's just win this game and keep the right guys healthy. Y'all are in the playoffs. But thanks for taking my call.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Jason.
That's more score wise. That's more what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like around 30, high 20s. Jason's talking about Tennessee. Can I give you two picks real quick for the OO Bank that I'm locking in? I think Tennessee rolls over Syracuse. I'm laying 13.5 with Tennessee. This is what they do to 500 ACC teams. They've averaged 50 a game the last two times they've played an ACC team in August or September. Last year it was NC State, and I think they're maybe a little better than NC State, but they got too many questions. So I'm not saying they're going to win by 40, but I think they're going to win by 20. So I'm going to lock it in. Tennessee minus 13.5, that's a pick.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
And, you know, here's a fun one for our Kentucky friend. Southern Miss is going to beat Mississippi State. I'm taking 13.5 with Charles Huff in game one with the Marshall roster from last year. I'm playing over with Southern Miss's win total, and I think this is how they get there. Give me the 13.5 with Southern Miss.
That's a pick. Boys, that's a pick. Pick up, knocked down
it. So there we go. That's two of those. I'm already 0-2, so don't take any of this seriously at all. Final segment of the program, we'll go to Dalton's phone call and get some thoughts on some of the other games right after this.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In 1977, Post started frying chicken so full of real Southern flavor, folks named it the Carolina Legend. Legends last, but this $5.99 leg and thigh deal won't. It's Bo time.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With membership starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Hey everybody, Sam Jones here. Join Nick Costello and I again this Friday live for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. Remember, You get to choose where we go on Fridays on our app or website, theroarfm.com, by voting on our Ingles Game of the Week poll throughout the week, all season long. So cast your vote and make your voice heard. The Roar, where every day is game day.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
There it is. Last segment of the show, last segment of the week, last segment of the month, last segment before full-time college football every stinking weekend. Let's go. I don't have to remind you what the weekend holds here. 6 o'clock tonight, First Friday Parade, 7 o'clock, men's soccer, historic Riggs Field, 7:30 tomorrow, Clemson LSU. William Quackenbush gets it started at 1:30 in Little John Coliseum. Burton Gowrie of Little John there, followed by, we hope, Fax and Childress and the Tiger Tailgate Show in the stadium at 4:30, followed by Don Munson, Tim Bray, Reggie Merriweather at 7:30, followed by, you guessed it, William Quackenbush and Donnell Clark sometime after midnight.
I can't wait.
These for the games, fifth quarter show.
Listen, these games have been long, and I'm just lamenting the 11:30 p.m. start that I'm sure I'm getting after a 3-hour and 20-minute game. There's still too many reviews. Last night I got annoyed. There's too many reviews, and they're taking too long still.
Hey, I tell you what, let's get Dalton in, and there's a couple of minor rule changes this year that you need to be aware of. One is you're talking about reviews. Officials now are just going to say upheld or tell you what the change is. They're not confirming or any of that stuff anymore.
Which is nice.
Upheld.
I appreciate that. Let's go to Dalton, who patiently waited through the break. Hey, Dalton.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I hope y'all are having a good football eve here.
Yes, sir.
What I wanted to talk about was, it just seems like to me this game tomorrow night is just, as far as the energy, it just seems like it's the biggest opener game to me since Georgia-Clemson in 13. I kind of want to get your thoughts on that. And the reason why I think that is because it seems like when we say Clemson has fell off, you know, the past several years, and they're, you know, still competing, you know, for ACC titles and you know, making the playoff. But it just seems like with that just few-year stretch of just quote-unquote downtime, it just seems like, you know, the Clemson fan base is just ready to kick this season off with the expectations. And it just seems like this is just a monster game. And the last time I can really remember that in an opener, it seems like, was the 13 Georgia-Clemson game.
That's a good point, Dalton. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I agree with him from this standpoint. And I heard Mickey talking about it this morning. He made a great point. I think it was Chad from Columbia asked about Mount Rushmore. And I don't think they ever really settled on exactly what Chad was asking. But Mickey answered it the way he wanted, which is, he thought about some of the best games that he's seen at Clemson, some of the best weekends of football that he's seen, including Clemson and some other games sometimes in there. And he said, ask me next week when I watch the game. Because the reason Notre Dame in 15 was different was because the game was a classic. And the reason that the 16 game in Louisville was different because it was a classic. And the reason the 13 Georgia game was in there in the mind of Dalton and others is because it was a really, really fun game that Clemson won. I really think the answer to the question is 2021 Georgia. Think about what we were saying in 2021, okay? Like, Clemson was were they number one in the country?
I've erased that whole season from my mind.
That's right. I think I brought it up again. I was told never to do that. I feel like I have to do it just in the context of answering a listener's question. That was we were talking about national championship preview. Could these teams play twice in 2021? Because Clemson had been to six straight playoffs. We had seen DJ in backup duty. And the question in the game was JT Daniels and Georgia, because we knew Georgia's roster was sufficiently stacked. So in terms of the hype of it, it's 2021. Now, in terms of the hype for a home game in the opener, it's 2013 Georgia. That's for sure true. 16, they played at Auburn. But that was the opener. 15, I think, was not great. I'm trying to think back. 13 Georgia is the last time they had a really, really good, solid team coming in to play a home opener. And so I think that's why it feels this way. It's a big one. It's a big one. If the game lives up to the billing, we'll be talking about this one for a long time, regardless. Some of your rule changes. Let's hear them.
Fake injuries. If a player on the field presents as injured after the ball is spotted for the next play, player's team will be charged with a timeout. If the team does not have any timeouts remaining, they will be charged with a 5-yard delay of game penalty. The injured player must also remain out of the game for at least one down. Even if the team is granted a timeout, the player cannot return to the field before being cleared on the sidelines by medical professionals. So that could, in fact, impact some SEC teams this year.
Of course. Yes. It happened last week because you had a player trying to get off. You had a player trying to get off the field, and you could tell they were like, no, go down before the ball spotted.
Yeah, and he was legitimately injured.
He was legitimately hurt. He was trying to get off, but they were like, no, just fall down. Well, he fell down after the ball was spotted, and I think it was Iowa State that it cost a timeout in the second half of their game.
On kick returns, players make the T marker, the T sign with their arms, on the receiver does, which has never been an official part of the NCAA. Now it is. If you make the T sign with your arms, it is a dead ball, meaning you cannot return it at all. Was that not what the Shane Beamer stuff was all
yes.
about?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to refer to that as the Brett Beamer rule.
Bielema Beamer. Bielema Burn. I'm going to stop. There's no telling what I'm going to stumble into right there. So you cannot do that. Simulating the start of a play. Any defensive player within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage cannot simulate an action to make the offense commit a penalty. Same procedure followed by the offensive side of the ball that attempts to force a false start. So a linebacker, if you are within 1 yard of the ball, so a linebacker can still run up, but when you're within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage, I suppose that means a linebacker can't come up in the gap and then, stomp like they're getting ready to come. That is actually a penalty now.
Oh, interesting. So basically the threshold for that has been significantly lowered, where, the disconcerting signals and all that stuff in the past, like you could get away with a lot on defense, and then in some games you just randomly would not. It feels like that's a lower bar, probably just
you're going to see that more often.
It. Yeah.
12 men on the field, of course, or any more than 11 has always been a 5-yard penalty. Now, though, inside the 2-minute mark of either half, the offense can either reset the game clock back to the time of the clock at the time of snap. The game clock will restart on the next snap. So if you have 12 men on the field, you are killing the clock and giving the opponent extra time back.
Interesting. Boy, I did not realize that one. That's kind of interesting.
Well, there were a few instances where teams intentionally had 12 men on the field, inside that 2 minutes. So anyway, they're doing that. And then there's one other. I didn't write down the exact verbiage. Basically says any player brandishing a firearm or I think it was brandishing a weapon on the field is a personal foul. Like what they're talking about is you can't make a gun gesture. You can't make a throat slit. You can't do the samurai sword. You can't do anything that looks like a weapon.
Can I draw a lightsaber?
Lightsabers are acceptable.
Okay.
Also, bow and arrow, that's stretching a little bit. But I do think you can still do the David and Goliath slingshot.
The slingshot.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Sweeping the nation, the slingshot celebration. Oh, we've got a lasso. Must be a TikTok dance. Nope, it's a David and Goliath.
It's not a
folks.
Slingshot. That's a lasso. Oh,
man. Ben Milstead, starting celebration trends. All right. We've got two good games tonight, 8 o'clock. Georgia Tech, Colorado, Auburn, Baylor. All right, let me ask it this way. More likely that both road favorites win or both home underdogs win this game? I think they're splitting, which is why I asked it that way.
That's I do too, so I'm not sure what's more likely. I think it's more likely that both road favorites win.
I do too, because Auburn... I'm high on Auburn. I just kind of need to see that one. You were telling me Texas Ohio State, which I did not know why this happened this morning. Ohio State Pick'em is in the dock right now. It's one of my 10. Ohio State $500,000 bet came in on Texas this morning.
Yeah, there were reports of $500,000 bet that came in on Texas, and then some subsequent smaller bets came in, but. A $500,000 bet will certainly move a line, and apparently has. So,
the Arch Manning hype is like we've talked about Arch Manning. Let's see it first, but I think it's real. I do think there's something to it, and I think we're probably going to find that out tomorrow. Also, what we haven't talked about? Ohio State first time defensive coordinator and Matt Patricia going up against Sarkisian. I mean, I know Patricia's called defense before; like he's not an idiot, but I mean, one of the things with NFL guys, I actually was listening to a conversation about Belichick on this. Like, if you've got a reputation for throwing a kitchen sink at people in the NFL, how are you going to throw the kitchen sink at people when college kids aren't in the building, 7 to 7 every day?
Right.
How are you going to do that? Matt Patricia's in the Belichick school. How many looks is he going to be able to give Ohio State to throw Texas off? I think that's a legitimate question there. Some other games I'm kind of interested in. I'll be watching Utah-UCLA during the fifth quarter show. I'm excited to see Nico against the Utah defense, like what that looks like, and then whether Utah's quarterback is dead or alive. That's a fun game that we play here on the show. Dead or alive, Utah quarterback. And then I'm excited for Sunday and Monday. I think Sunday and Monday are going to be great. I think South Carolina wins by double digits because I don't believe in Virginia Tech's roster. I think Miami is going to beat Notre Dame, but I don't feel great about that. I just simply do not. And I think TCU is winning at North Carolina.
I have TCU +3.5 versus North Carolina in the dock.
I could see
North Carolina winning, but in a really, really tight one. So go ahead and give me TCU. $25.
Let's go. You know what I really would like? I would like for Reggie Merriweather to go so bonkers that we have to amend this show clip and use more Reggie this year. That's really my wish for the football season.
Well, we'll need a pick.
we will need a pick.
And that one was an interception in overtime at Wake Forest in the back of the end zone. Was when that call was. I remember it well. Reggie went that way as the ball was still in the air. Before it was caught, he was saying that.
Oh, man. We have a great jam-packed day. Rest of today and tomorrow.